Here's another message from Life Christian Church.
I want to preach a message this morning that I've titled, Just Keep Running. Just Keep Running. Now, you probably thought I was going to do something crazy and run on a treadmill. Please welcome Jason Overton. I thought there's no better way this morning to preach my message about running the race than just to get someone to pound the pavement for my 40-minute message. I've had many texts and calls from Jason when I asked him to run on this treadmill for the duration of my message. He said, you're going to keep it short, aren't you? Yeah, right. We are going to keep it short this morning. We're going to keep it brief, but I want to talk about running the race. And I don't know about you, but I want to see this guy sweat. I want to see him beat up. There's almost something terrible in me that wants me to see him go so hard he falls off the back, but that's not going to happen. It's all good. We're going to take a look at running the race this morning. Just keep running. Just keep running. Don't stop. Just keep running. I got 4 points. We're going to breeze through them, and then you're going to be out of here and heading home for that beautiful roast Father's Day lunch that's been prepared for you. We speak that in faith this morning. My first point is this. Fatherhood changes everything. Who can say amen to that? Fatherhood changes everything. I don't know about you, but for the dads here this morning, a whole bunch of things happen when you go from being just an everyday man. And when you make that transition into fatherhood, everything kind of changes. I remember it's about 12 years ago, we had our first son, Rushton. He was born at the Burnie Hospital. At the time, we lived on the Gold Coast in Stanley. And I now live on the sunny coast in Shearwater. So you're kind of somewhere in between, but it's all good. I remember we loaded Rushton as a newborn baby into the new capsule, into the car. And I'm not a motorhead at all, but I don't drive slow. I remember loading Rushton into the car, and we're about halfway through our trip home. First son, first child, beautiful little baby. Mum's in the passenger seat. I'm driving, and I'm halfway home, and I have this realization that I've just been driving half the trip at about 80 kilometers an hour. I got to tell you, that's not normal for me. It is for my dad, but it's not for me. I don't drive at 80 kilometers an hour in a 100 zone. Just clarify that. And I'm driving along and I'm thinking, what is going on? This is crazy. What has changed? And I'll never forget this feeling of, oh my goodness, I've got cargo, if you like, in this car that it is so incredibly precious that I'm happy to drive at 80 k's an hour. That's just wrong, right? That doesn't happen for me. Maybe there's an age where that shifts, I'm not sure. But I'm thinking, what's happened? Everything's changed. You see, when you become a dad, our priorities change, or at least they should. But our priorities change. And we begin to understand this concept that my race in life is no longer just about me. My race in life is no longer just an individual race. But in fact, it has now become a team event. Everything's changed. It's no longer an individual race. It's now become a team event. And as a father, you understand that things have just shifted. You no longer run just for yourself, but you run as the leader of your family. Who can say amen to that this morning? Why don't you be generous in your applause this morning and please make welcome to the stage Lily Overton. Check this out. Now, this is where I've got to speed up and get through my message real quick now, but word on the street is 2020, there is a new Olympic sport, tandem running on a treadmill. So if anyone wants to sign up, there's a sign-up sheet at the welcome. No, I'm kidding. Here we go. The first point is this. Fatherhood changes everything. It's no longer an individual race. It's become a team race. And as a dad, you no longer run just your own race. You run a race on behalf of your whole family. And your family run with you, but you lead your family. My second point is this. When life throws some challenges, just keep running. When life throws some challenges, just keep running. Now, you might note what I've said there is not if life throws you some challenge, but when life does throw you some challenges, you got to keep running. And it's not a matter of if challenges are going to come. They're going to come, people. We live in the real world, amen? Life can be darn tough at times. But let me tell you this morning, when challenges come, we have to make a decision just to keep on running. There will be some obstacles. There'll be some things that try to restrict us, restrain us, and hold us back. I'm not looking over my shoulder, but I heard a squeak and a sigh of relief. Hebrews puts it this way. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." I love that verse. Throw off everything that hinders. Everything that hinders us. There was a movie released in 1994. Some of you may recall this. I'd only have to say one word and you'd know the title of the movie. But in 1994, there was a movie released. It's reported that it made US $677 million. That's a pretty successful movie. And I'd only have to say one word and it would probably go like this. Jenny. And you'd know what the movie is, Forrest Gump. I love this movie. It's one of my all-time favorites. But I love the picture that Forrest Gump portrays about throwing off everything that hinders us. Check this out.
I told you.
But I could run like the wind blows. From that day on, if I was going somewhere, I was running.
That's a pretty cool video, isn't it? I was running. I love that. I love that picture that we see right there, that sometimes in life when we have things against us, obstacles that come our way, we just have to make a decision of I'm just going to keep running. I'm going to throw off everything that hinders me and I am just going to keep running. I love how verse 1 puts it. It doesn't say push it aside. It doesn't say kind of take the things that hinder you with you. It says throw off everything. Throw off everything that hinders us. There's a great song recorded by an English singer, Billy Ocean, 1985. And you might know the lyrics of it. I'm not going to sing it. But it's the lyrics went like this. When the going gets tough, when the going gets tough, it's so true, isn't it? It is so true. Let me tell you this morning, don't throw in the towel. Keep on moving. And you might be thinking, it's all right for you to say that. You don't know my pain. You don't know the things that hinder me. You don't know the things that hold me back. And you know what? Church, you're quite right. I wouldn't have a clue. But Jesus does. And when we keep running towards Jesus, everything works out for the good of those that love the Lord. Can I hear an amen? 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize." You know, we're not talking about this morning running away from your problems. And we've got to shift the way we think a little bit. We're not talking about running away from life's issues. We're not saying that things don't hurt, things don't hold us back this morning. We're not talking about running away. We're actually talking about running toward. And there's a huge difference. We're not talking about running away from problems. We're talking about running toward God, running towards Jesus, who is the solution. Let me say this morning. Running doesn't make you a coward. It actually makes you courageous. And when life gets tough, we don't run to be a coward. We run to be courageous towards Jesus. Are you with me? My third point is this. There is meaning to the race. The race has meaning. The race we're in, it has great meaning. This is not some meaningless midweek jog. This is not one of those dark, cold mornings that we wake up in Tasmania and go, should we or shouldn't we go and exercise? It's not meaningless. It has great significance. 1 Corinthians 9 says, 25 to 27, "Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training." I'll just break there. When I phoned up Jason and said, "Could you run the treadmill?" I said, "Are you okay with that?" I checked with him again this morning. "Are you sure you're okay?" And I wasn't doubting him, but he said, "Yeah, I should be right. I've had 4 test runs this week," just to check. When you got a race ahead of you, you go into strict training. We'll pick it up. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. "Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." Church, this is the race right now. This is the race. Your life is the race. And I want to tell you this morning, we only get one shot at the race. We don't get another chance at the life we have here on earth. Your life right now is not insignificant, and it's not some senseless midweek exercise. Church, this right now is the real deal. Dads, this is your chance to run your race, but not only run your race, but to run your race to lead your family well. This is your chance to get it right, to make your mark and to finish well. We're almost done. My fourth point is this. The race that we run, the race of life, there is a prize. There actually is a prize, people. And I don't know how many of you were committed to getting up early, staying up late to watch the Olympics. And we got the Cura family here this morning, and That's pretty cool. That's our claim to the Olympics is right there. But you know what? The prize that we run for has so much more value than winning a gold medal in Rio. The prize we run toward has so much more value than just a piece of metal around our neck. 2 Timothy 4:7 and 8 says, I have fought the good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith, and now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me, and on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Church, there's a prize, and it's called eternity, and the prize is to spend eternity with our Father in heaven, and that prize is up for the grab for every single person in this room this morning. Every one of us are in that race at some stage. But here's the thing. The race that we run right now, the human race, this life on earth, is getting closer and closer and closer to the end of the race. And you may be sitting there thinking this morning, oh my goodness, how many times have I heard this? Well, let me just remind you of a few things. Reality is, right now, there's two things happening. Number one is Jesus' return is getting closer. Do you realize right now, we are closer to Jesus returning than anyone has ever been before? That's truth. No one has ever been closer to Jesus coming back than what you are and what I am right now. No one. Here's the second thing that's happening. Whether you like it or not, I don't care how much you spend on beauty products. Whether you like it or not, you are getting closer to the last day of your life. Sorry to have to tell you that this morning. Happy Father's Day. Reality is we're getting closer and closer, minute by minute, second by second, day by day, to the end of our life. And it's at the end of the life, it's at the end of the race, we find out who gets the prize. You know, either way, we have limited time. Whether Jesus comes back, whether we pass away, we have limited time to run our race. So let me tell you this morning that you better be ready. You better be ready when you get to the end of the race. Let me encourage you this morning that if you're not running a race toward Jesus right now, you better start running. Now's a good time to start running. And perhaps you fit this category that you've been running like this, sweating. How good's that sweat look? Great work, guys. I'm nearly done. You may have been pounding the pavement of your Christian faith for year upon year upon year upon year. And I want to say particularly to all the dads in the room this morning, but also want to say to all the grandfathers in the room this morning, just keep on running. Keep on running. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep being the example that your family needs you to be. Run the race so that you may gain the prize, but start running the race as well. If you're not already, praise God for those that are. But run the race as well on behalf of your family. You know, dads, we have some massive responsibilities when it comes to our families. We've got a lot to answer for. I want to encourage you this morning, like these guys right behind me, do not stop running the race. Do not give up. Do not throw in the towel. This is your chance to lead your team and to run your race well. So no matter what this morning, I want to encourage all our dads, all our grandfathers, all our men, all our women, all our boys, all our girls, run the race. Do not give up. Push towards Jesus. When life gets tough, keep moving forward. Are you with me this morning? Would you do me a favor? And as these guys so gladly hit the stop button, would you give them a huge round of applause?